Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life doesn't always unfold as we expect. We face unexpected detours, roadblocks, and challenges that test our faith and resolve. In these moments, it's easy to feel lost, overwhelmed, and uncertain about our future. But today, we will explore a truth that has the power to revolutionize your outlook on life. Everything will fall into place, not by mere chance, but through God's perfect plan. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine standing before a vast, intricate mosaic. Up close, you see countless tiny pieces, each seemingly random and disconnected. But as you step back, a breathtaking image emerges, revealing the artist's masterful vision. Our lives are like that mosaic, with God as the divine artist. What appears fragmented and chaotic to us is part of his grand plan. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, we find this powerful promise. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you," says the Lord. "Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." This verse assures us that God's plans for us are not accidental, but intentional, filled with hope and purpose. When we trust in His timing, we realize that every piece of our lives is placed exactly where it needs to be. I will now guide you through three transformative perspectives on how everything falls into place in God's perfect timing. Number one, the divine blueprint. My friends, God has a divine blueprint for your life. Every experience, every challenge, every triumph is part of His master plan. In Psalms 139, verses 16 to 17, we find these comforting words. "Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when, as yet, there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them!" These verses reveal that God has already written the story of your life. He sees the beginning, the middle, and the end. Nothing catches Him by surprise. When we face unexpected turns in life, it's easy to feel lost or abandoned. We might question God's presence or His goodness. But remember, just because we can't see the full picture doesn't mean it doesn't exist. God's perspective is infinitely broader than ours. He sees beyond our current circumstances to the beautiful future He has planned. Think about the life of Joseph in the Old Testament. Sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused and imprisoned, his life seemed to be a series of unfortunate events. Yet, each setback was a stepping stone to his ultimate destiny. God was positioning Joseph to save an entire nation from famine. What appeared to be chaos was actually careful orchestration by the Almighty. In Genesis 50, verse 20, Joseph declares to his brothers, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about, as it is this day, to save many people alive." This powerful statement encapsulates the essence of God's divine blueprint. He can take even the most challenging circumstances and weave them into his perfect plan. My dear friends, your current struggles are not the end of your story. They are merely a chapter in God's grand narrative for your life. Every tear, every disappointment, every setback is being used by God to shape you into the person he designed you to be. In Romans 8, verse 28, we're reminded, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." Notice it doesn't say some things or most things, but all things work together for good. This includes the situations that seem hopeless or meaningless to us. God is the master weaver, taking threads of different colors and textures to create a masterpiece. The dark threads are just as crucial as the bright ones in creating the final picture. Your trials are not punishments, but preparations. They are shaping you, refining you, and equipping you for a purpose greater than you can imagine. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9, God declares, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
"Is my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We may not always understand God's methods, but we can trust his motives. His love for you is unchanging, his wisdom is perfect, and his power is limitless. When life doesn't make sense to you, remember that it makes perfect sense to God. He sees the end from the beginning and is working all things together for your good. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, we're instructed, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." This is the key to navigating life's uncertainties. Trust in God's divine blueprint. Acknowledge him in every situation, good or bad, and he will guide your steps. Your life is not a random series of events, but a carefully crafted journey. Every experience is shaping you, every challenge is strengthening you, and every victory is preparing you for what's ahead. God's blueprint for your life is perfect, even when it doesn't align with your expectations. He is the architect of your destiny, and he never makes mistakes. So, my friends, take heart. The confusion you feel today is part of a greater plan. The pain you endure is shaping a brighter tomorrow. The obstacles you face are building your character and refining your faith. Everything, yes, everything, will fall into place according to God's perfect plan. Trust the process, embrace the journey, and watch as God's blueprint for your life unfolds. Number 2, embracing divine timing. My dear friends, in a world that demands instant gratification, waiting can feel like punishment. We grow impatient anxious, and sometimes even angry when things don't happen on our schedule. But God operates on a different timeline, an eternal one. In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, we're reminded, "To everything, there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." God's timing is not just good, it's perfect. He knows exactly when to move, when to pause, and when to accelerate in your life. Think about a farmer planting seeds. He doesn't expect a harvest the next day or even the next week. He understands that growth takes time and that rushing the process would only lead to stunted crops. Similarly, God plants seeds of promise in our lives, but he knows the perfect time for them to sprout and bear fruit. In Habakkuk 2, verse 3, we find this encouragement, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." This verse assures us that God's promises have an appointed time. They may seem delayed from our perspective, but they are never late in God's timeline. When we're in a season of waiting, it's easy to feel forgotten or overlooked. We might be tempted to take matters into our own hands, forcing doors open that God has purposely kept closed. But rushing ahead of God's timing often leads to unnecessary pain and complications. Consider the story of Abraham and Sarah. God promised them a son, but as years passed without a child, Sarai grew impatient. Sarai asked Abram to father a child with their maidservant. In Genesis 16, verse 2, "My friends, we should all try to exercise more patience." Sarai's desire, born out of impatience with God's timing, led to conflict and heartache. Yet, God's promise remained true. In his perfect timing, Sarah conceived and gave birth to Isaac, the son of promise. My friends, your waiting is not wasted time. It's a crucial part of your journey, a time of preparation and growth. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, we're promised, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Waiting on God's timing doesn't mean sitting idle. It means actively trusting, growing, and preparing for what he has in store. It's in these seasons of waiting that God often does his deepest work in our hearts. He refines our character, strengthens our faith, and aligns our desires with his will. Remember, delay is not denial. Just because something hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it never will. God's delays are not his denials. They're his way of preparing you for the blessing he has in store. In 2 Peter 3, verse 8, we're reminded of God's perspective on time. "But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." God's timing might not make sense to us, but it's always purposeful. He's never early, never late, but always on time. When we try to rush God's timing, we often settle for less than his best. We grab onto good things, missing out on the great things he had planned. Trust that if God is making you wait, he's doing something in you or in your circumstances. He's working behind the scenes, orchestrating events, and aligning people to bring about his perfect will in your life. In Lamentations 3, verses 25 to 26, we're encouraged, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Waiting on God's timing requires patience, faith, and surrender. It means trusting that His plan is better than anything we could orchestrate ourselves. When we align ourselves with God's timing, we position ourselves for His best. We avoid the pitfalls of rushed decisions and half-baked plans. Instead, we step into the fullness of what God has prepared for us. My friends, if you're in a season of waiting, take heart. God hasn't forgotten you. He's preparing you, positioning you, and perfecting every detail of your breakthrough. Your job is not to figure it all out, but to trust the one who already has it all figured out. In Psalms 31, verse 15, David declares, "My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me." Like David, we can confidently place our times in God's hands. He knows the perfect moment for every blessing, every opportunity, and every answered prayer in your life. As you wait, keep your eyes fixed on Him. Use this time to deepen your relationship with God, to grow in faith, and to prepare for what He has in store. Remember, everything will fall into place, not on your timeline, but on God's perfect schedule. His timing is always worth the wait. And number three, persevering with purpose. My friends, in life's journey, we often face obstacles that test our resolve and challenge our faith. These moments can leave us feeling discouraged, questioning whether we're on the right path. But it's in these very struggles that we find the strength to persevere and discover our true purpose. In James 1 verses 2 to 4, we're given this powerful perspective. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." These verses reveal a profound truth. Our trials are not meaningless. They serve a greater purpose in shaping our character and preparing us for our destiny. Think about a diamond. It doesn't start out brilliant and valuable. It begins as a lump of coal, subjected to immense pressure over time. This process transforms it into one of the most precious gems on earth. Similarly, the pressures and challenges we face are transforming us into something beautiful and valuable in God's eyes. In Romans 5 verses 3 to 5, we're reminded, "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." Perseverance isn't just about enduring hardship. It's about growing through it. Each challenge we overcome builds our resilience, strengthens our faith, and clarifies our purpose. Consider the life of Paul. He faced shipwrecks, imprisonments, beatings, and constant opposition. Yet, in all these trials, he discovered his true calling and became one of the most influential apostles in Christian history. In 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 to 18, Paul shares his perspective. "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Paul understood that his present struggles were shaping him for a greater purpose. He chose to focus not on his temporary afflictions, but on the eternal glory they were producing. My dear friends, again, let me remind you that your current struggles are not the end of your story. They are the training ground for your purpose. Every obstacle you overcome is preparing you for a greater level of impact and influence. In Philippians 3 verses 13 to 14, Paul encourages us, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Perseverance requires us to let go of past failures and disappointments. We must keep our eyes fixed on the goal, pressing forward even when the path is difficult. Remember, God never wastes a hurt. He uses every experience, good and bad, to shape us for our purpose. In Romans 8, verse 28, we're assured, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." This verse doesn't promise that all things will be good, but that God will work them together for good. He takes the broken pieces of our lives and creates a beautiful mosaic of purpose. As you persevere through life's challenges, remember that you're not alone. God is with you every step of the way, providing the strength you need to keep going. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, he promises, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Lean on God's strength when your own feels depleted. Trust in His guidance when the path ahead seems unclear. Your perseverance is not in vain. It's leading you to your God-given purpose. In Galatians 6, verse 9, we're encouraged, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Perseverance often requires patience. We may not see the fruits of our labor immediately, but if we stay faithful, we will reap a harvest in due time. My friends, your breakthrough may be just around the corner. Don't give up when you're so close to seeing everything fall into place. Your current struggles are developing in you the strength, wisdom, and character needed for your future purpose. In 1 Peter 5, verse 10, we're given this powerful promise, "But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." Your suffering is temporary, but the purpose it produces is eternal. God is using every trial to perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you in your calling. As you persevere, you'll discover strengths you never knew you had. You'll develop a resilience that will carry you through any storm. And most importantly, you'll grow closer to God, aligning more fully with His purpose for your life. Remember, the greatest testimonies often come from the toughest tests. Your story of perseverance will inspire others and bring glory to God. In 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 to 4, we're reminded, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." As you persevere, you're not just overcoming for yourself. You're being equipped to help others who will face similar challenges. Your perseverance today is preparing you for your purpose tomorrow. So keep pressing on, my friends. Trust that God is working all things together for your good. Believe that your perseverance will lead you to your God-given purpose. Everything will indeed fall into place as you stay faithful to the journey God has set before you. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Sovereign Lord, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding, and your love knows no bounds. I praise you for your majesty, for you hold the whole world in your hands, yet care for each of us individually. Your faithfulness endures forever, and your mercies are new every morning. Thank you, Lord, for your unwavering presence in my life. I'm grateful for your guiding hand, even when I cannot see it. Thank you for the strength that you've given me to persevere through every trial. Forgive me, Father, for my sins and for the times that I've doubted your plan and my own timing. I choose to forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any anger, bitterness, or resentment that I've held on to. Lord, I surrender my life's blueprint to you. Reshape my plans according to your perfect will. Where I see chaos, reveal your divine order. Help me trust in your timing, even when waiting feels unbearable. Grant me the patience to allow your work to unfold in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that everything is falling into place according to your perfect plan. I rebuke every spirit of doubt, fear, and impatience. In the name of Jesus, I bind the enemy's attempts to rush me ahead of your timing. Father, strengthen my faith as I navigate life's uncertainties. Let your peace reign in my heart, calming every storm of anxiety. Align my desires with your will as I seek your kingdom first. Use every trial I face to refine my character and clarify my purpose. Lord, I pray for healing in every area of my life, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Restore what the enemy has stolen and redeem every painful experience for your glory. Shield me from the attacks of the enemy, his lies, his temptations, and his attempts to derail your plan for my life. Surround me with your protective hedge, keeping me safe in the shelter of your wings. Almighty God, I pray these same blessings upon my loved ones. Let them experience your perfect timing, your healing touch, and your divine protection. Let your purpose unfold in their lives as they trust in you. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. Father, we come in agreement, declaring your goodness over our lives. We trust that you are working all things together for our good. Grant us the strength to persevere through every trial, knowing that you are shaping us for a greater purpose. Help us to wait patiently for your perfect timing, resisting the urge to rush ahead. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to walk in faith and obedience. We claim victory over every obstacle, declaring that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you for the healing that is flowing through us right now, restoring us in body, mind, and spirit. We are grateful for your protection, knowing that you go before us and behind us. Lord, let everything fall into place according to your divine blueprint for our lives. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this prayer, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our channel, Daily Jesus Devotional, for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory, and so that other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world can join us and start praying for you right now. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.